Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a few pals come together to answer questions you would only ask the internet. This week, we're talking about dating a cat, buying your girlfriend some damn jeans, and how to legally get a skull out of someone's body. I'm Jennifer Cheek.
I'm Tim Lanning.
I'm Michael DeMauro.
And I'm Nick Bristow.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Y'all ready to get to dig into it?
Yeah, I've had my podcast pepperoni, so...
Yeah, I've been toiling in the internet mines for all week to find these fresh questions.
Yeah, fresh questions, for
yeah.
sure.
So, Timothy, can you read...
Oh,
the first one. I'm going to start calling you Timothy now.
Yeah, that's...
On this show, he's Timothy.
Yeah, it's a new thing.
13 years into marriage, I'm going to start using your full name.
I need to rebrand myself, and this is a perfect time to do it. Thank you. This question is, my 23-year-old male girlfriend acts like a cat, 22-year-old female. Well, we started dating about 9 months ago. We are really close, and the relationship has never been better. But recently, she has been acting like a kitten... slash cat. She tends to curl up and nap. She tends to meow at me and others that she knows. She has started to play with ribbons in her hair that she put there. And she recently put a collar she wears when she is around me. My friend knows about it. He says that she might just like being a cat with me.
You think, friend? I like that explanation. Wait, sorry to interrupt you. She might like being a cat.
She might just like to be a cat.
Yeah.
Is it? I thought like chokers were back, you know? Isn't that
chokers
is that
are definitely back. Yeah. Maybe it's just a choker. But if it has a bell on it, then I think it's a cat collar.
My friend knows about it. He says she might just like being a cat with me. Her friend says it is normal for her because she gets really hyper when she gets to come see me, like how a cat reacts when her favorite person comes to the house. Right now, she's going to college, and it is a 3-hour drive for me to her. So according to her friend, she squeals when she hears me respond to her messenger texts, and she meows when I don't answer back.
Oh boy.
She tends to curl up on my chest and sleep. She also has been walking on all fours sometimes to me while I'm in the living room, and she is coming from the bedroom. On top of that, she tends to take my shirts and just wear that. And I mean just my shirt. Hell yeah.
Ooh, baby.
Oh,
it might be a sexual thing or maybe a secure thing. Hell, it might be part of what she is doing now. My question is if this is normal. Of course, there are fetishes for many people, and though I don't exactly have any, it's kind of hot once I think about it. I don't know. I haven't dated many people before, so I'm not exactly sure. TLDR, my girlfriend acts like a cat, and I'm not sure how to feel about it. I like it, but it's kind of different since this never happened to me before.
Okay. So as internet experts as we are, I can tell you right now we're walking the line of kink shaming here.
We might be walking the line of kink shaming. And the thing is, all I can think of is he's like, I'm not sure how to feel about it. I'm like, buddy, I think you like it.
I think this was a really long way to get to a brag at the end, don't you think?
Yeah, way to brag about dating an anime cat girl.
Yeah, he even makes it seem like they've had sex before. And actually, he doesn't make it sound like it's a sex thing.
Well, I think that he feels like the only wearing a t-shirt part might be a sex thing.
I need an update.
But the rest of it is just cat stuff.
Cats don't oftentimes just wear t-shirts.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm most concerned about her sleeping on his chest. Like, is she just like, how is she doing that?
Are we sure she's not actually just a cat? She's small?
Well, she responds to text messages, so I really don't think it's that. I really think
she's one of those cats with opposable thumbs.
Plus, she's 22 years old, and I think most cats would be dead by that point. So,
it's an old cat.
I've known like several people that do. Do you guys know anybody that does this thing where they're not part of the conversation because they're shy or whatever, and they'll just interject a meow?
Yes.
To that conversation.
Yes, my 10-year-old daughter.
Nick, you don't actually know people that will do that, right?
I've known several people that they're just like meow, and you just like, huh?
What?
Like they're not like trying to get your attention or anything. They just say a meow.
It's cat culture. You just don't understand it because you're not a cat.
I feel very strongly that the folks that do that, if you go and look at their internet history, it's full of, like, a very specific kind of anime. We are definitely dealing with some anime likers here.
Yeah.
I can say confidently as an anime liker.
So you're just chatting, right? Like, okay, yeah, I really like The Dark Knight, but honestly, mm-hmm. I like Dark Knight Rises, none. And then they're just standing there, and then they just drop a meow?
Right, exactly. Well, not them. Per se. But let's say you're talking to your best friend, Philip, and
of course,
like,
you're talking to Philip.
He has a new girlfriend or whatever, and you guys are talking, and she doesn't add anything, and then she'll just meow about once every
like at a pause?
2.5. No. Just
does she look up from her phone?
No. Or she's standing there, like, trying to be part of the conversation, but not saying anything, and then just meowing.
I hate this.
This person absolutely has a headband that has cat ears on it. Mm. They've got a fake tail that they wear. Mm-hmm. Like, no question about it.
It's called a butt plug.
It's called a butt plug.
No.
No, Nick.
There's
come on.
PG tails. Because I think a tail existing, like wearing a tail at all, is like a little bit questionable, so it can't just be G rated.
Okay.
Yes, but there's also butt plugs with tails on them.
That is also true.
People wear tails. It's a thing. And again, I think we're very close to getting yelled at here.
Why did you pick this?
Absolutely a thing that people do. And
people wear
it's
tails.
Fine.
I think it's fucking weird that you would
PG.
Just stand.
That's all.
That you would stand in a conversation and then when you don't know. I'm dating Philip. I don't know Nick. And as I'm waiting, there's a pause and I say meow. I don't like that.
Okay.
Now this isn't a sex thing. I don't even want to talk about the question anymore. It's fine that your girlfriend's a cat.
We've moved on. You like that she's a cat. She likes that she's
it's
a cat.
It's obvious she has toxoplasmosis and she's fucking infested with cat disease. She's going to take risks. I hope you have good and fun sex together and get married or whatever.
Yeah.
Stay in school, kids.
We're done with this question.
I hate Nick's friends.
It's the thing, it's like not one person. It's like two distinct people that I'm thinking of right now. That actively do this. And it's just like, I just like, just be part of the conversations. Like, stop, like, they're just trying to, you know, draw attention to themselves doing that.
And then do people just like look and be like, oh, she meowed again? Or
no, I mean, after a while you just ignore it.
Oh my God.
Well, like, what do they want to happen as a response to the meow?
They want a good pet. They want a good pet.
So in both of these situations, it was a significant other, one male and one female, that do this.
Oh, God.
And it's usually, like, when we're talking to, you know, the friend or whatever, and the significant other is, like, not participating in the conversation, and they're trying to get the attention of their partner by meowing.
Do they do it in a loud and obnoxious way, or is it like a...
It's like a
subtle meow.
I'm trying to be barely noticeable and cute.
Okay.
Like a cute meow. Not like our cats who scream when they know that
we're
awake.
Effective.
Right.
You've got to be assertive with your meows.
You've got to scream when you meow if you want. Like, at least this is what my cats have taught me. And
I'm just starting to think about all the people I've met in my life that have made meow noises, and nothing good's coming up right now.
Here's the thing. Like, I feel like I'm just making myself sad.
Meow! Did that work?
No.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I think we solved that one.
Yeah, that's
for
great.
Sure.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your cat girl girlfriend.
Yeah, don't do any of the things she's doing because it's a little. It's
yeah,
pretty
don't do
weird.
That.
But
the
also,
only thing that's even a little
sex,
bit weird
fine.
Is just the collar and the walking out. Everything else is very normal.
Well, yeah. Well, also she didn't discuss from what we see. She didn't discuss the kink thing.
She didn't say I have a cat kink.
Yeah, and it's a non. Consensual cat relationship is what is happening.
Maybe they're just young and they just haven't figured themselves out.
I mean, yeah, for sure. A young love, you test boundaries in a healthy
way. You're not ready
way.
To say hi when I'm hanging out with you. I'm gonna wear a collar and it says in a little heart. It says Scruffy on it.
Oh my God.
And I need you to give me cans of tuna on the ground.
I need an update. I need an update really bad. I just have to know what else is happening.
I need to know what can't think of any names from our relationships, how it's worked out with his kitty cat girlfriend.
It might be a sexual thing, or maybe a secure thing about wearing the shirt.
It's definitely a sex thing, man.
Oh, yeah, it's a sex thing. And he's into it, so everything's fine.
And she crawls on all fours.
Mm-hmm. And her friends know that she do this, that she does this, and her friends are very blasé about it. They're like, oh, yeah.
It seems like it should be more of a problem for her friends, if we're being honest.
That's basically what I've determined in my real life, is, like, people just start ignoring it.
It's like that thing of, like, when everyone has, like, what is it, like, mass hallucination? Like, we all just, like, act like the thing is normal. Like, you all, or you all see it at the same time. Yeah. It's like that.
I don't know what you're saying, but I think...
I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I'm just trying to think of ways that this would be okay and normal.
Yeah, she just, let her be happy. She's a kitty cat. I don't
know. You're a kitty cat. Done.
Meow.
Case closed. Nick, Michael, your turn.
Michael, don't do that.
I'm going to do it throughout the next podcast, at least three podcasts of me yelling meow.
You're going to get so many girlfriends if you keep yelling, if you don't close that window.
Oh, yeah, the cat girls are definitely going to be climbing into your window at night. And the cat boys.
But he's not a cat boy. She's just a cat girl. The cat picks you. And you don't pick
a
cat.
That's how
real cats work.
We're going to have to let this question go.
Yeah. Mesh. We might have to cut the whole thing. all right. My 28 male girlfriend, 23 female, of 4 years did not care I was sick and just cared when I would buy her jeans. My girlfriend and I have been on and off for 4 years.
All right, problem number one. Yeah. I'm gonna keep account.
Her birthday is coming up, and she has been badgering me to get her jeans, and is always telling me how all her friends in college have boyfriends who always buy them things, like jeans, iPhones, handbags, etc.
All right, red flag two.
I told her I would take her shopping this weekend on Sunday. She did not call me once all weekend. It was a little hurtful, but lately I have been spending the weekend with my buddy, so I guess that's why she just stopped calling. But in reality, I was incredibly sick with a horrible flu and had to go to the emergency room. She instead waited to text me until Sunday night saying, well, ? Next morning, she texted me very nasty texts calling me broke and a pig, and proceeded to call me 3 times. I completely ignored her, and she eventually said, I'm so sorry, I'm worried, I hope you're okay. I finally answered her call and told her I had been sick, and the first thing out of her mouth was, what about those jeans? I hung up and blocked her number. Did I do the right thing, or am I being unfair? I have not been the best boyfriend to her either, and she has wanted the jeans. She's wanted these jeans for a long time.
I mean...
Probably... Okay, she's doing the long con here. It's a 4-year relationship. She's trying to get those jeans.
She needs these jeans. What kind of jeans are
these? I can't do this podcast anymore.
The fourth anniversary is the denim anniversary, as we all know, so it's exactly. Only right that he would get her these jeans.
Really? Like,
is anyone else on the girl's side here besides me? I'm on her side.
Did he ever just think about buying her some friggin' jeans?
Okay, you are a 24-year-old quote-unquote man.
28.
No, he's 28.
Dating a 19-year-old.
Wait, what? You mean 4 years ago.
4 years.
Okay.
And you have broken up. You graduate college like 2 years ago, and you say, you know what I need? More or less a high schooler.
It is very fun when you start to do the math on these sometimes, and you're like, wait, hold on 1 second.
So what I'm saying is almost zero judgment, but you kind of got to buy your child girlfriend jeans.
Who else is going to buy her jeans?
It's back to school time.
Yeah, she's
gotta
fucking
get her
lost
jeans.
Her allowance.
Honestly, like, I've always felt like if you're 21... Like, dating somebody under 21 is just weird, because you can't go to the same places, you can't do the same things, and all those things are drinking.
And if you don't drink, what is even the point? Just kidding, I'm super just kidding, please don't yell at me. I think the biggest power move is her just texting, well.
Yeah, that's good.
Sunday night.
Hey, hon, yeah, I was in the hospital, I've been on fluids. Yeah. Anyway, that gift shop got jeans, though.
You got any good jeans in the hospital gift shop?
I was on his side until the last sentence, when he confessed that he's not been a good boyfriend. And she's wanted the jeans for a long time.
It's only fair. sure. I think also in this kind of question, a common thing that I see is that, and I don't know if this is the case here, but once people start asking questions on things, a whole different story starts to come out.
Yeah.
And I suspect that that is a bit the situation here, because the fact that he actually admitted that he's not been the best boyfriend, I'm like, ooh, what have you been doing to make you say this?
He's good enough for Gene, so...
This is one of the good ones that got deleted.
That is how you know it's a good Our Relationships questions if it gets deleted. Because it means it's contentious.
I guess we should say these questions are from Reddit. Or these posts are from Reddit.
Yes, these...
What do you think warrants being called a pig about this situation right here? Because that's a pretty specific...
Yeah,
probably like Kmart jeans.
It's kind of outside of like the whole... theme of,
like broke know. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, broke makes sense. Like, I agree with her.
If she called him cheap, like, I would get that.
Yeah.
But pig.
Pig doesn't make a lot of sense.
And in fact, pigs are smart and beautiful animals, mm-hmm. and maybe as a compliment.
Mm-hmm. He also didn't text her on like Friday or Saturday, being like, "Yo, I don't feel good."
Yeah.
And I don't care how sick you are, it's not okay to be rude. You let your friends know, hey. I can't go jean shopping with you.
I can't buy you jeans. I'm in the hospital.
It's coming out of both ends.
If you are hanging upside down in a car from a car accident, you better be like, baby, I'm sorry about the jeans.
BRB, 5 minutes.
BRB, we'll get jeans next weekend.
Yeah. But she's scamming him, and I'm on her side, and I like it, and I hope... I mean, telling a man... that who has gone to college that the new college kids are on this new thing called buying iPhones for their girlfriends is really cool, and I like it, and I'm on her side, and that's actually true. Boyfriends buy iPhones for girls.
I don't understand this the obsession with the jeans. I don't that like the jean part is what's like getting me.
I think she's buying really expensive jeans.
They must be very nice jeans.
Yeah, I guess.
Which I was actually trying to, like, think of a joke about a jean brand, and I realized that I'm just so not in the loop. Like, I don't know what jeans are cool.
Jordan.
Lululemon jeans.
Those are not... I do know that Lululemon's for workout clothes.
They made jeans now.
Seven Jeans, True Religion, which I only know because of the song My Humps.
Juicy.
So I don't think I could be the authority on jeans.
It just... occurred to me that never once in my entire relationship career have I ever bought a significant other a pair of blue jeans, and I'm wondering if that's why my life is in tatters right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're thinking about buying your gal some jeans?
Don't do a surprise jean, though. I could definitely see jeans are such a personal thing that you have to be with your child bride as you're out and about. You don't want to just, like, guess it, because it can go wrong in so many ways.
We are
made of shapes.
That's true. That's so true. You need to take her on a romantic helicopter ride, and then when they get off the helicopter ride, there's a person there to measure them.
Yeah, no, get down on one knee and
custom
open a box.
Bespoke jeans.
I feel like
jeans.
You're having a little fun with us on that one.
No, that's what I expect.
Okay.
I want a helicopter ride, and I want custom jeans.
Take a note, Tim.
I want you to get down on one knee and pull out the biggest ring box you've ever seen. Just present me with a pair of pants.
I definitely haven't been the best boyfriend to her either, so, you know.
Yeah.
I've never gotten jeans.
So, Tim, if you don't bring me a treasure chest full of jeans that fit me perfectly, I will know that
you
don't really value.
Oh, my God. Update.
Oh, there's an update!
No. But can't think of any names for the cat person.
Yeah.
Definitely didn't, what's what I'm looking for, make up a completely new name. Wait,
oh no.
Yes they did. But also they
just kept using it, though.
Yeah. If you want me...
Is it legal for a teen to make their own Amazon account to buy a fleshlight? Oh, no, the cat girlfriend.
Wait, that was a year ago. Okay. This is the update we needed. Okay, so 1 year ago, he's like, hey, man. My cat's a girlfriend. I mean, my girlfriend's a cat.
I mean, same difference.
Fast forward to roughly a couple months later, and he's asking to buy fleshlights.
As a teen.
As a teen.
I think we know.
Wait a second.
Wait,
he's not a teen?
Wait a second.
He's
23.
Did we get catfished?
I think we're getting catfished.
Wait, this podcast is an institution. We cannot be bamboozled like this.
What the fuck?
Are we absolutely sure it's the same person?
Well, I clicked on it.
It's in his history, his post history.
Dag.
Man, not a lot of good, not a lot of good content here. Can't think of any names, but anyways.
Well, I hope you got that fleshlight.
I hope you got that fleshlight.
I wish you the best all around. Michael, do you want to read our last question?
I would absolutely love to, because I need to know, is it possible for my best friend to bequeath his skull to me upon his death? This is Bola? Is posted?
Yeah, I think that's his name. Right, his handle is Bola. I think this was on our legal advice.
Okay, great, perfect. A close friend of decades was recently hospitalized for heart concerns. Oh, this is... He needs an answer quick.
Yes. Nice. Very okay. Time sensitive.
This information was alarming, and I realized I would miss him if he were gone. Being the sentimental type I am, I asked, in the event of his passing, if I could have his skull for a keepsake. He thought about it a bit and agreed that would be just fine. I know this is possible. I recently had my gallbladder removed, and the surgeon shoved it in a jar for me. And now sits at home on a bookshelf? This is a serious question, yet I have no idea how one would go about this. Is he in the state of California? Oh, he is in the state of California and is married.
Oh, man. You know you got to get her to sign off.
He's like, that's my skull.
He has not brought this up with his wife, yet I am certain she would abide by his last wishes.
Are you?
Wow. Are you certain? Good news is he's fine. The bad news is he may die in the future and do not know how, if it is, or if it is even possible to go about this the next go round. Oh, man. Yes, man. We have discussed the possibility that I could shuffle off this mortal coil before him. And to date, he has not expressed an interest in having my skull adorn his keepsake.
Well, let's fuck up.
We're getting into the real issues here.
Yeah, I think this is the deeper issue behind the skull question here.
Lastly, I don't imagine someone is just going to remove his skull and hand it to me in a patient's belonging bag. I suspect it would have to be denuded.
I need to know if this is the correct word here. Keep reading. I'll research.
And fed to critters to clean the skull.
Right.
Money is not an issue, although I don't want to sell my house to pay for the project. Anyone? Ideas? Experience?
Denuded is correct. It means, like, stripped. It was an odd choice of words. He could have just said stripped instead of denuded, which brings to mind nudeness, in my opinion.
When you're in the sort of, like... bone keeping circles, you want to use the proper terminology, like being denuded.
Okay.
Yeah.
To all you skull likers out there, maybe you're more familiar with this than me. Although I do feel like I am becoming increasingly familiar with various skull questions, having poked around on our relationships and our legal advice for so long.
Yeah. Would you ever give one of your skulls away, guys?
Yeah, sure.
One of them? Sure. One of them.
One of my mini skulls. They're not mine.
I would do it as long as it was an open casket.
Okay.
I just want the flop. I want the whole body, and I want the skull to already be out. And I want I want people to go up to my casket, and they'd be like, he got so thin.
Oh, I see. Yeah. When you said that this is Bola posted, that is not true. Bola must mean something different, because I clicked on the Bola posted, and I'm like, this person posted 500 things 3 months ago, including...
You know what it means? Best of legal advice.
Gotcha. Because I was...
My bad.
Yeah, because one of it is like, I took an edible and I had to go to the hospital. I'm like, and I was building this whole story, took an edible, friend took him to the hospital, he's like... Yeah, man. I want your skull.
No. That's my bad. I copy-pasted wrong.
I wouldn't do this because I just feel like it would cause a lot of strife amongst my loved ones about who gets to keep my skull.
Right.
And I just don't want people fighting over it after I'm gone.
What if you offered to give away different bones from your body? Like, say your son gets your skull, your daughter gets, like... both of your femurs, those are the big bones in your leg, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so that, like, the femur is a less valuable skull, like a bone item, but there's more.
I disagree with that, but that's not what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. You'd think that the femur is more valuable than the skull.
Yeah, but we don't need to talk about that.
Well, okay, you brought it up, but.
So there are 206 bones in the human body, so that does sort of put a cap on how many friends and loved ones you can have.
Whoever gets the biggest bone gets the most inheritance.
Do teeth count as bones?
Yeah, they're bones.
I was thinking maybe this was sort of like a Kickstarter kind of situation where I could set up 206 tiers and then just kind of...
Kickstart my bones.
Just kind of sell each of my bones.
I have an update for you.
Okay.
Yes, the person is microcephali. I don't know what that means. Yes, this is a serious inquiry. They also posted this on No Stupid Questions. yes, this is a serious inquiry. He and I have known each other for almost 40 years and have been in contact over the decades. He was a constant in my life's travails as well as the quiet times. He is a quirky, sterling character who sees nothing wrong with such immoral. Yeah, they want
to
fuck.
Yeah, no, he's in love with this guy, and now he wants the skull of the man that he loves.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't like that, to be honest, but, you know, I'm not in the judgment game.
Do you think he's going to, like, make a mug out of it, or just...
He might try to have sex with it.
Is he going to drink wine out of it comically?
He's going to put on a community production of Hamlet, probably.
Exactly.
Why did you die, my best friend?
It's like, this isn't Hamlet at all. I've seen Hamlet before, and why is my friend Chuck, he's crying about his friend Chuck and how he loves him and kissing the skull.
Yeah.
What do we think about his friend's wife and how how he hasn't run this by her yet, but he is sure, he's certain that
this is definitely one of those things where you don't want to be polite about it. You kind of definitely 110% want to make sure you're explicitly telling your weird friend that has a massive crush on you, no, do not take my skull. I don't need it. It's just weird. Don't do it.
I feel like if you turn him down, he's going to take the skull prematurely.
Like,
if somebody says, like, oh, I see that you're dying, can I have your bones? Like, you gotta give them what they want. You know, like, yes, I promise that if I die here, you can have my bones.
I enjoy the concept of my bones going to someone. A thing that you know about me, if you know me for a while, is that I want to donate my body to science. Like, mm-hmm. I really, truly don't care what happens to me when I'm dead. Like, put me in one of those body farms where they, like, observe how people decay. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
So if someone asked me, Jennifer, can I have your skull? I would be so delighted. If I know you, don't... Not listeners.
This is you're not you. Such a mistake right now. Such a terrible mistake.
I immediately regret what I've said, but I will stand by it. I want my body to continue to be useful after I'm gone because I will be dead and I won't care. And I appreciate a macabre aesthetic, you know, skulls and bones and such. Tim has got quite a look on his face.
Yeah, I haven't been listening for the past 5 minutes because I'm just reading all this person's replies.
You're deep into it.
And to them, it's just the most normal thing in the world. He says, his wife is pretty practical. Nothing would be done without permission. It would be discussed in advance if I can figure out a reasonable way to handle the process. Thank you for your response, though.
Can we, for a moment, think about how this would happen, though? Because I think how it would have to, like, physically go down is that they were gonna have to chop his head off.
Yeah, what they do normally. Yeah. And he does go on to say...
No, is that true?
Yeah, that would chop your head off.
They have to do it to make sure you're really dead.
Yeah, they got to. I would hope the taxidermy process would include complete stripping of the bone... of the bone of skin, hair, ligaments, and muscles, as well as the squishy bits inside. Science man, obviously. I wouldn't commission the local tweaker to stab at it with dental tools. The gallbladder is just fine. It is in a jar. And when you shake the jar gently, you can hear the gallstones rattle about.
Oh, that's great. Oh.
I still am very upset that when I went to take my wisdom teeth out, they did not let me keep my teeth. And also, I may have brought this up on podcast in the past, I have a distinct memory of my grandmother having a little jar with her gallstones in it that had been removed.
That's normal.
I don't think you can own a head, though.
Some sort of skull license.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you can buy a skull like, that's old, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, you can't buy Philip's skull.
I just don't like being so horny that you want your unrequited lover's skull. Like, again, I don't want to be sex-shaming, but I think this is bad.
This is the kink-shame episode. We're gonna kink-shame you for wanting to kiss your dead friend's skull.
Have you ever wanted to kiss, like, directly on the bone, you know?
I've been in a room with a lot of skulls before, when we went to the Bein House in Austria.
Yeah, because those ossuaries would have
it
you.
It was cool as hell, and all the skulls had people's names on them and, like, when they died and stuff. Ooh.
Have you guys ever been to the drawing a break, the catacombs in Paris?
I have not. Is it a similar situation with just, like, bones
it is
thrown about?
Thousands and thousands of bones.
Too many.
Okay, so here's my catacomb story. It's very weird. Like, you wait in a giant line, and a line that's, like, maybe 200 yards long, like, two football fields, right? And then you get to this, like, little house that's, like, the size of a porta-potty, and then they're like, you give them your ticket, and they're like, okay, go on down, and then you walk down five flights of stairs. Mm-hmm. And, like, you're in a line with, like, fucking 500 people, and you get down there, there's no one fucking down there. Where did they all go? I have no idea, but we get down five flights of stairs, and there's no one behind us. There's what? No one in front of us.
This is how they populate catacombs.
Literally the bone zone.
It's literally just you're in an ancient sewer system walking, and there's no bones or anything for, like, the first 30 minutes. You're just walking down a corridor, and I'm like, we have taken a wrong turn because there is no one down here.
It's not right.
And after 30 minutes of, like, walking in a 5-foot tall tunnel, like, it just opens it up, and then, like, all of a sudden it's like, here, we made art out of all these dead bodies from the 1200s.
That is nothing like my experience. I think you were in the wrong place. All I remember from my experience was I got dripped on, and I was like, ugh, skull juice. And that's all I remember.
Walked down a fucking hole.
I took an elevator.
You took an elevator?
Yeah, I don't
know. Okay, Nick, you definitely did go to the wrong catacombs.
I think I just went to some guy's house, and he put me in his basement.
Nick was in Perry with his little boat that his brother made for him. Then it was raining on that day.
He got pulled down.
Oh, in all seriousness, I'm glad I didn't see that movie before going to Paris. But it's weird. Like, there's like here's a well made out of heads.
That's fucked up.
It's not just like, oh, there's bone. I mean, there are piles of bones, but it's like a lot of, like, bones placed in a very specific manner to make a fun pattern.
I just think that this guy doesn't talk to this other guy all that much, and
just from the comments,
yeah, I feel like the way that I think he just wants to be friends. And much as someone meowing in the middle of a conversation, he doesn't quite know what to do with his body. And now he wants the other body to be with him forever so he can kiss it.
And I like that he goes for the skull first. Not like, can I have a lock of your hair?
Yeah.
Or like, can I have, like, a book that you really enjoyed and you wrote your name in? Like, some other, like, memento of a friendship.
Box up your scent or something.
Or like a picture of the two of you together.
Yeah.
No. Skull.
How long will it take for hair to just, like...
Oh, it depends on the humidity.
It's longer, right?
The bugs.
I feel like hair lasts pretty long.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of movies about it.
I feel like they find them, like, when they, like, dig up old corpses, the hair will still be there.
All the time.
For sure.
In the movies, for sure.
And I trust the movies, and I think they know what they're doing.
It sounds like we solved this one. Don't do this.
I did want to make one more point, which is, I love that he was like, look, I'm not a sicko. I want them to take the skin off first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, not fucking gross.
Like, I'm not a weirdo.
He also has his gallbladder. Is there anything... Is there anything weird about that?
I mean, probably, yeah, but I...
In context, yes.
You know, he should take the other person's gallbladder.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It would be weirder if he had his friend's gallbladder.
That's true.
I think that keeping your own gallbladder is, like, within the realm of, like, normal weirdness. Asking for your friend's skull is just so far beyond.
Don't they not know what the gallbladder does? You guys can have it. I don't give a shit. I hate this thing.
Yeah, this thing sucks, and it only brings pain and trouble to my life. I think it helps you process fat.
Sometimes I think they find fingernails in there.
I don't like that.
That's not good.
Like if you chew them?
Yeah, if you chew your fingernails and you eat them, they might...
That's gross. Yeah, also, like you should stop doing that.
An evolved version of a gizzard.
I don't know why you would eat them, though.
Yuck.
What did we learn this week, bitches?
That was in the notes for me.
Don't do that one. Take another pass at that.
So, what did we learn this week, everyone? What can we take away throughout the week to keep us going in this wild and crazy world?
Golly, wow, hoof.
I think for me, the question, or not the question, I think for me what I've learned is maybe don't go so hard on asking your friend for their skull when they die. Like, maybe, like, chat it out with the internet first, or with a real-life friend to say...
Right, don't ask the internet after you've already asked
done it. It's too late.
Ask the internet first, and then, yeah, okay.
I mean, this fellow was purely looking for the legal side of things. He was not asking for the interrelational advice, and perhaps you should have thought about that.
Right, it's like, my friend's dying, and I don't want his last memory of me to be one of the creepiest things I've ever said in my life. But here we are. Yeah, no, I agree with you.
I learned that my friends, that it might not be commonplace to meow.
I'm sorry you had to learn that, but that sucks for you.
Yeah.
I've learned that relationships are tricky, whether you want blue jeans or a skull or just to have a human as another partner.
Yeah, you know, we could all be better at communication. I think that's true. I learned nothing. I refuse.
Well, I'm going to start meowing now, and I am going to, Tim, ask for your skull when you die.
Well, good luck. I'm going to die. No, I'll definitely die before you.
I'll never die.
Damn it.
Get in touch with us on Twitter. You can catch me at Thriftiner.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer.
And I'm at R. Bristow.
All right, that's it.
Hugs and kisses.
Dear Internet.